Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, I respect and admiration to the people of Lebanon who have been holding it down forever, and our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Antum usrul umma wa abtal al umma. And wa naftakhiru bikum alhamdulillah. Like you are the lions and the heroes and sheroes of the umma, and we are proud of each and every one of you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you victory over this maniacal, psychopathic army, which is the most immoral army we've seen. I have family in Lebanon, so my family is directly impacted by this. They are in areas that are being bombed up in the north. So I ask you to please make dua for them, to pray for them, as well as all of the Lebanese people and our brothers and sisters all over the world. Just a few quick thoughts on things. I don't want to take a lot of your time, but the first is that people that I know who have been active on social media since October 7th suffered professionally. I know even imams whose families were threatened from Israel. The FBI discovered that the threats were coming from Israel. A lot of things are happening. Man, be patient with these people. They may make mistakes. They may say things that might be out of pocket from time to time. Man, push in with love. It is tremendously psychologically taxing, especially for people directly impacted, explicitly impacted by the conflict, not implicitly impacted. It is devastating when you talk to someone who lost 22 family members in a weekend. That's going to take a toll. So push back in love. Let's not destroy people that have been doing great work and tried to build, grow, and really model what it means to carry one another when we need to be carried, alhamdulillah. Number two is avoid people that are trying to amplify the sectarian differences right now. The bombs that are falling, the missiles that are following, the violent aggression towards Muslims approaches us in ways which we fail to recognize strategically. And that is that the enemies of Islam attack us like we're one ummah, and we try to respond as a divided community. Be very careful of the Sunni, Shia, Shia, Sunni stuff. We have our differences, but this is not the time to get into these academic discussions. Right now, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. We need to stick together. The third is that for those of us outside of this genocide, we need to start having serious questions about how we run our organizations, run our nonprofits, run our national organizations, and begin to ask very serious questions about a resume of results, as well as building power, and power that addresses the need to protect our own community and protect Muslims overseas, looking at things like political capital and power, looking at things like the academic capital and power, social, economic, as well as the role of our nonprofits in the religious areas. Alhamdulillah, organizations are doing well, but we need to have a discussion about how do we improve those things. Barakallahu feekum, may Allah increase you. Du'as for everybody there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.